two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hanson Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. Update on the Bees. Opening day is going to have to wait just a little longer. No game today. However, there will be a doubleheader tomorrow, 2 7-inning games starting at 12:05 tomorrow. Pre-game coverage will begin at high noon, right at 12 o'clock, right here on the Zone. So there you go. Hang in there for one more day for your Bees fix. Hey, is your retirement plan ready for the coming tax increases? Go to retirement.com/radio for a complimentary tax savings plan and be protected. It's all compliments of Teton Wealth Group. Retire. Again, it's really simple. Check out their website, retireteton.com/radio. That's retireteton.com/radio. I guess I got to get my taxes done here pretty soon. You know, you get to a point when you're younger, you couldn't get those taxes done soon enough because you, like, get that refund. And you get a little older, those days are kind of in the rearview mirror.
Refunds aren't as friendly.
And welcome to the old world of contract work, my friend.
Oh, is that a bad – you've mentioned that
when
a couple
you go
times.
From W-2 to 1099 –
that's bad times.
That first year could be a little bit of a rude awakening. And then you kind of learn how to plan a little bit. And it gets a little bit better, but that first year, just take about 30% of that 1090 that check and just kind of stash that away.
Okay, so about $40.
Yeah, there you go.
Stash that away.
Oh, see, I'm about $33.33.
Oh man, you gonna be watching any Caitlin Clark tonight?
She is must-watch TV.
7 o'clock tip on ESPN, the women's Final Four is going down. South Carolina is an 11-point favorite over Caitlin Clark's Iowa Hawkeyes.
Wow.
South Carolina, an 11-point favorite over Caitlin Clark, who just put up one of the most fantastic triple-doubles in college basketball history, women or men's.
It was like 41, 10, and 11 or something like that?
Yes. Caitlin Clark went 41 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds.
Jeez.
3 steals. She went 8 of 14 from 3 that night.
I was reading a story the other day that there has been a ton of money wagered on women's NCAA basketball this year. And a lot of it is because now it's televised and, look, there's degenerates out there And I say that in the loving way. Mm-hmm. They just want to have action on something. They're just looking for something.
And if they feel like they get an edge,
and if they feel like they've got an edge on it,
I didn't know
they're
going
to go crazy.
I didn't realize that are women's games made available in most sports books, or is
yeah, and especially on your app sites too, like your FanDuel and stuff like that.
Well, the game needs a Caitlin Clark. The game needs the Bayou Barbie. The game needs Alyssa Pelez. It needs these women that have grabbed the attention.
Yeah.
Because they have. You know me, man. I would love to parade women's sports around. If we could get listenership with it, I would make women's volleyball. Scotty and I would do women's volleyball talk from noon to three.
Yeah.
If it moved the needle, because we do love women's sports. But it's hard because you don't have the superstars. But Caitlin Clark is a superstar.
Yep. I really believe if you want to find out what makes a sport truly popular, is it easy to gamble on? And I know that's a rough thing to say, but the NFL has skyrocketed over the last 20 years because it's easier to gamble on it, and you throw in the fantasy football factor, which is enormous, and then you get the app sites and stuff like that. It escalates it tremendously. NBA is easy to bet on. Soccer, not easy to bet on. I mean, you got over-unders, and I mean, there's not a huge variation of, you know, 2-0, 1-1, 1-0. Like, it's not easy to bet on soccer.
NHL seems similar.
NHL is similar. But, you know, the guy that we used to listen to all the time, and you and I were both big fans of nationally, Steve Saban.
Yes.
I follow him on Twitter. And
Saban was great.
And he cracks me up because he's in Vegas for golfing, and he's like, I'm in this sports book, and I got nothing to bet on, so here's my WNBA ticket. He goes, I don't know anything about these teams, but I'm in a sports book. I got to gamble on something. And it was easy to gamble on. So he's like, and if women's basketball and women's or WNBA and women's NCAA basketball, those would be easy to gamble on. And I could see that helping the popularity of the sport, because there's a lot of guys out there that need a little skin in the game to watch a game.
To make it interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle to take. And where we're now in a world that sports books are parking inside stadiums.
Yep. Which is another reason why I think gambling someday will be available in Utah.
Is that mind-boggling to you to think that there's a sports book in a professional stadium?
Yes. Yep.
Back in my day, when playing through college football, playing in the NFL, playing in the AFL, you were not allowed to even say the word sports gambling. We all had these specific examples of Pete Rose and others that decided they were going to wander into the world of gambling, and it was a huge stop sign. The embarrassment that was slapped on these athletes that went out and wagered, and it was just, they rolled these guys out as examples of what not to be, and you really did stay clear of it. And now, they're brick and mortar in professional stadiums. Was it Houston? Where was the first one that they've got opened up inside the stadium?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's going to become a staple. And everybody talks about what's ultimately going to hurt the Utah Jazz in terms of staying viable financially. You know, like, oh, free agents or nightlife or whatever. The thing that's really going to hurt the Jazz is if the Jazz are unable to, look, we're barreling towards a path where every arena and every professional stadium is going to have a sports book inside it and states that legalize it. And look, I'm not condoning gambling. Everybody knows that I'd like to go to Vegas every now and then, and I'll throw a few chips down, or I'll bet on a game here and there. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. Look, I'm not taking some moral stand here, but I am saying if the Jazz are going to be competitive, that's going to have to be an issue that's going to be addressed, because these teams are going to start printing money, printing revenue for their individual teams by having sports books in those arenas. And if you're an owner and you're unable to do that in your state, then you might be looking at moving your team somewhere else. Now, look, I'm not saying, I've never heard anybody from the Jazz say that. I'm not trying to put any fear out there. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm just making a logical conclusion that if you're trying to stay competitive financially and you're in a small market and you're unable to do that, then it could be a problem for you.
Okay, here's the fields or stadiums. You ready?
Yeah.
Wrigley Field for the Chicago Cubs. DraftKings announced a sports book at Wrigley Field. It opened this year with opening season. Wrigley Field. FedEx Field, Washington Commanders. Fanatics Sportsbook opened its physical location at FedEx Field January of this year. Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Caesar Sportsbook at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse opened January of this year. Audi Field for DC United. City Field for the New York Mets. Mets and Caesars Entertainment announced a plan to open a Caesars Sportsbook during the 2022 season last year. United Center, Chicago Bulls and the Blackhawks. These are sportsbooks inside these stadiums. State Farm Stadium, Arizona Cardinals. The BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium opened September 2022. Chase Field, Arizona Diamondbacks. Nationals Park, the Washington Nationals. This is where it's headed. And it's shocking to me that they're attaching themselves to this. And then I hear Rudy Gobert or Fred VanVleet make references towards officials swaying the game. We'll never forget Tim Donaghy.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you haven't watched the special that is on, I think it's on Netflix, on Tim Donaghy.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's the same organization that did the one on the Notre Dame linebacker.
Yeah, the Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o. It's the same group that did the special on Manti Te'o. They did one on Tim Donaghy, and horrifying and eye-opening.
Yeah.
He swears he wasn't alone. And we've seen a lot of officials be reprimanded since. And then you get Rudy Gobert, who's backing this up with all of these gambling sites that are around. It just feels so conflictive. It feels really explosive. Doesn't it feel explosive? It feels like you're putting a tinderbox together and standing there with a match waiting for it all to blow up.
And the NBA and the NFL and all these professional leagues have always been so scared of that until they realized how much money they could make with it.
Are the sports books that are teaming with the teams, are they sharing that revenue?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure there's number one, let's just take like the restaurant model. You're going to pay for the space. You're going to pay for the rights to be able to be in there. And I'm sure that there's a revenue sharing element that goes along with it.
So not only are you paying to be there, but there's a percent.
I would be shocked if there wasn't a high, high cut that goes back to the team and the owner.
Wow. It feels so conflictive.
Yeah.
And there is a reason that they made examples of people.
Yeah.
In the 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
They wanted to get athletes and associations as far away, coaches, managers, as far away from it as possible. And then they just bring it closer.
Yeah. I mean, look, when we all worked for the Jazz, 10 years ago, you had to sign your life away saying that you would not release any information whatsoever to anybody regarding what you saw on the team. You could not gamble on games. You couldn't talk to people that have games.
You know, you don't mess with that.
You just don't mess with it.
No. But, you know, it was made really clear to us, specifically in the NFL, much more than college or even the AFL, that you don't interact with the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I was married at the time. It didn't matter anyways.
Yeah.
But this would be like telling these athletes, do not mess with the cheerleaders. And then connecting the locker rooms. There's a door. Oh, that's the door right next to it. And they're going to be right outside your locker room.
In fact, the entrance, you use the same entrance, and you just turn right to go to the locker room, and they turn left to go to their locker
room. That's what they're doing with gambling.
But no fraternization or whatever the word is.
Yeah, none. Don't you dare look, touch, talk, nothing.
Yeah.
But it is right next to you. It makes so little sense to me. It doesn't. How do you do that to managers and players? And I guess you say, do you want to make more money? Yeah. You know how we could pay you more money? How? By putting gambling in our stadiums.
But again.
But.
Yeah.
And imagine the allure of the officials.
Yeah.
Tim Donaghy wasn't making anything. Well, I think it was $2,000 per suede game or something.
Not as much as he should have been, honestly.
Yeah. It was a very little amount. You could move a needle significantly.
Yeah.
If it matters that much. That's what worries me. I want gambling out of sports. I want it away and out. You got to keep it in the recesses. Now, you leave people the option to do it. They want to go do it. But you got to leave it in the recesses and let it creep right up on your home floor. It feels sticky, damaging.
It's a little dirty.
Yep.
Hands and Scotty. Coming up next, we'll spin the wheel. We'll play roulette coming up next.
Oh, yeah. A little gambling.
Our hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Yeah.
97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hans and Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. Happy Friday, everybody. Hopefully, all great kinds of plans for the weekend, all that other stuff, all that good stuff. I don't know.
Hey,
go crazy, people.
Follow the Gwyneth Paltrow thing very closely. It was very well represented here in the state.
You know what? Honestly, I did not.
I don't know if people have stood up and had their own opinions on it, but I think that one played out about the way it should have. But I wasn't in the proceedings. I wasn't in the hearing. But when I hear somebody blaming a woman for skiing across, hitting them, and causing damage, it's like, geez, come on. Man, these accidents happen. I know it's not fair, it's not fun, but we carry some responsibility when we put skis on and get on a slope altogether. You know, I could get hit by somebody.
Again, look, I mean, as much as I'm sure Gwyneth Paltrow is an entitled pain in the rear end, that's just me speculating.
Maybe she's not.
But you just can't be suing people because they have money.
Okay.
Look, if that was you and me and they barreled into us or we barreled into them, like, I'm suing you for it. No, you're like, hey, man, you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. All right, good. Let's move on. All right, cool. Not be like, oh, hey, that's Gwyneth Paltrow. She's got money.
There's a few exceptions. Like if Elon Musk hits you on a ski slope and, you know, even if he taps the back of your ski and you...
Okay, see, that's what we're trying to not do. Yeah.
And I fall and I'm like, Elon!
I got headaches. My head hurts.
I take a pole and shove it into my arm.
I've got emotional damage.
Stab that pointy thing right into my shoulder. Yeah. And be like, Elon, look what you did.
I need a new Tesla.
Oh, man, it just feels so dirty. And I'm sure Gwyneth is like, okay, so now I got to come to Utah and be on TV about some guy suing me.
Yeah.
Because I was on a ski slope in Utah.
Come on. Come on. What are we doing here?
She's 105 pounds.
Yeah, what damage is she really going to do?
I guarantee she's going to hurt more than I am if she hits me.
Yeah.
She'll probably sue me and realize she can't get blood from a turnip.
Sue me for what?
Dutchman, I'll sue.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for Sports Roulette, brought to you by the Weed Man. Because lawn care is not all alike. Go to weedman.com today, where promises are kept. Lawns are green. Eventually, we're going to see lawns. I think eventually we're going to see a lawn somewhere.
The Weed Man's going to be ready when we do.
And when that lawn's ready, the Weed Man's going to be ready. Go to weedman.com today. I can't imagine anybody's more frustrated right now than the Weed Man.
I'm trying to think if anybody in this weather would be more frustrated.
No.
Than a guy that his entire existence is off lawns.
Yes.
That are buried.
Someday, come June, you might see a little green on that grass.
Maybe a golf course GM?
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
If you're a curator or...
Yeah, groundskeeper.
Imagine Bountiful Bench when that thing... When that melts off...
Yeah,
going to have some greens damage.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for sure. All right, let's get to it. Christian, spin that wheel.
You're fired.
Well, that was pretty ominous, Christian.
Yeah, that was. That was ugly.
You're trying to sound like Donald Trump. Is that what you...
You're fired.
Did you watch that show back in the day?
No. No.
No.
Not a single episode.
Yeah.
Was it popular?
It was extremely popular. I liked it when it was just a bunch of the first couple of years they did it, and they just had random people in it. And that was interesting. And then they just turned it into a celebrity one, and the celebrity one was dumb. I didn't like that. But the first year, season or two, when it was just random people out there hustling, cutting throats, and doing all kinds of mischievous things to try to get ahead, I enjoyed those.
It seems that all those things eventually evolved to a celebrity branch of it.
But, yeah, when they got the celebrities involved, and I was like, okay, I'm done with this. That's stupid.
Well, Willie McGinnis is fired. NFL Network is done with him. I'd be done with him.
Yeah.
The video of what he did is horrific. It's extremely damaging. For those of you that don't remember Willie McGinnis, he was a nightmare on an NFL field. He was incredible at what he did. He was working for the NFL Network, but back on December 9th, he was at a restaurant called Delilah. I don't know all the specifics. I've read through the specifics, but I'm going to kind of skip the specifics. But the short of the long of this story is he ends up coming back and using a bottle to beat a guy's head up. And he's got a couple buddies that are holding him, and they beat this dude pretty much senseless.
Now, that's a guy that can be suing.
Yes. That's not an accidental dental bump on a snow slope. He's facing two felony charges in the case. It carries serious prison time if he's convicted on both counts. He's being sued by the victim. The victim claims that he suffered serious and permanent injuries, which I think he did because you see him. Those wine bottles are thick. They don't break. They just thump you like a block of cement. And he thumped him a couple times. And roughed him up as well. Not only should Willie McGinnis not work for the NFL Network, he might not work in that world ever again.
I wouldn't hire him.
He might spend some time in prison.
I mean, if Nate came up and said, hey, after the show, like, hey, I want to talk to you about adding Willie McGinnis to our staff. NFL great, Super Bowl champion, all kinds of Pro Bowls, be great. I'm like, have you seen this video? I want no part of that.
Yeah, that's a pretty ugly look.
Like, I don't know who hires him now.
I don't think he's hiring.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, there's Christian, go ahead and spin it.
A drought coming to an end.
All right, Hans. Oh, now my hold on a second here. Let me pull this up. So the Sacramento Kings are now going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
That ended a playoff drought of about, I want to say, 15 years. So that was the longest playoff drought in any team in the major, in the four major U.S. sports leagues. Guess who's up next as the longest playoff drought for a professional team? I'll give you a hint. It's not Major League Baseball and it's not the NHL.
Playoff drought.
Yeah. I'll take it one step further. It's the NFL. And it's a team you like to bag on a lot.
Is it Denver?
No. Oh,
I guess it was
five years. Super Bowl like 5 years ago.
Was it 5 years ago?
No, it's the New York Jets.
Oh, yeah.
Who have a 12-year playoff drought. That is the longest of any team in the four major U.S. sports.
How many years?
12 years.
Wow.
Does that end this year with Aaron Rodgers, if they can get the Aaron Rodgers thing done?
No.
You still think they're on the outside looking in?
Yes. Until I see it, I think it's a organizational issue. And Aaron Rodgers will get in there, he'll burn up, and they just won't have enough around him to make a difference.
Yeah.
12 years of postseason drought. And you said it was 15 years for
yeah,
Sacramento?
I think it was that. I need to double check on that. I know that they had the streak. I believe it was around 15 years.
Could you imagine trying to be a New York Jets or a New York Knicks fan?
It was 16. 16 years that just got ended.
The Jets and the Knicks have become an embarrassment in the biggest sports market in the country.
Yeah. Although the Knicks, you know, tell you what, that Jalen Brunson contract, your boy, the Brunson burner,
yeah,
has given them a nice boost. And I want to say they're a 5 seed right now. Yeah, 5 seed in the East. I mean, they're not going to win anything, but they're 11 games over 500, so yeah, they're in.
And they'll probably collapse pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, look.
Okay. Do you think if they get the Aaron Rodgers deal done, does Aaron Rodgers take them to the postseason?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. I think it's another big crash and burn.
I think it's going to be an ugly look for them.
And now you start, and again, we don't know what the compensation is going to be, but it's going to be significant. And now you're looking at it from a standpoint of, well, how much does that impact the future of your team? Because trust me, if you're a Broncos fan, you know how badly you can hurt the long-term viability of your team when you mortgage the future on a player to acquire them and then to pay them $250 million. And then not have the flexibility to draft because you don't have your draft picks and the ability to make roster moves because this dude's eating up so much of your cap.
It's further damaging it.
Yeah. So, again, no bueno for sure. But, yeah. All right. With that, take a quick break. Come back. We'll wrap this thing up next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Wherever you go, the Zone will be right there with you every step of the way. It's the all-new KSL Sports app.
I love it!
Where you can listen to the Zone wherever you may be.
Listen to me, this stuff is available everywhere.
It's your new home for streaming the Zone and getting all the latest news, insight, and analysis of the teams you can't live without. It's the all-new KSL Sports app. Available now wherever you shop for apps.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Scotty 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for making us part of your Friday. Hopefully you got a great weekend coming up, all the good stuff. I'd love to say you're out, you know. I know some people had, do you have spring break next week for your kids, or is it this week?
I think next week.
Yeah, I've got, it's next week for our kids, and it doesn't sound like it's going to get any better around here in terms of snow.
Kind of feel like kids have been on spring break ever since COVID hit, but...
Do your kids complain about, like, not taking vacations?
Yeah.
I think I told this the other day. Like, my youngest is like, Dad, I got one kid going, friend, he's going to the Philippines and to Hawaii. We don't do anything.
Spring break trips are miserable because wherever you go,
you're
in spring break marathon, and it's tough anyways.
Yeah.
A bit of breaking news coming down. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the NBA and NBPA are progressing in talks on a new long-term collective bargaining agreement, and a deal appears within reach ahead of Friday's midnight opt-out deadline. Sources tell ESPN. There are still gaps to close on an accord. So he's saying that it's close?
Looks like it, which would be great because I don't think the NBA could withstand another lockout. This is not the time to be locking out players and missing games.
Yeah.
So I think it's super smart that they're working on getting this done. Another element, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, a lot of people thought that the NBA and the collective bargaining agreement and the NBAPA and the collective bargaining agreement would, that they would, are discussions on lowering the minimum age to enter the NBA draft are no longer part of the league's labor talks, with the NBA play clearing way for the one-and-done era to continue. That's right. I want to make sure I read that right, because a lot of people assumed that the one-and-done was going to be away with and kids could go back to making the jump from high school directly into the NBA, but apparently that's not going to be the case, that, again, the 1 year away from high school will still be in play. Which is interesting because I think there's a lot of GMs around the league that were anticipating not obviously this draft, but future drafts starting to
pick up the high school kids.
High school kids directly. But looks like that won't be the case.
The world of basketball is evolving so much, and seeing some of our highest ranked draft personnel coming into the NBA being anywhere but college basketball to play that 1 year out of high school basketball, they're going to go make money somewhere.
Yeah.
They're going to go make big money somewhere.
I need to read up on this a little bit more. I just kind of read the bullet points, but Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40. The head coach at Oklahoma State is losing his mind over the NIL and the transfer portal. And he is proposing that the NCAA allow teams to offer 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year scholarships of eligibility. And if a kid wants to sign a 1 year contract, 1 year deal, then that's great. And he can leave after that year. But if he signs a 2, 3, 4, he is committed to those schools for those years that he signs for.
Hmm.
And, you know, there's going to be some kids that are desperate. They're like, hey, just sign me to a scholarship. I'll take whatever years. And if he does, then he's locked in for 4 years. And he can't move. He can't transfer out of that. And I need to take a deeper look into that, but I think there needs to be something. There needs to be something done.
It's a little more binding.
That's a little bit more binding.
Hmm. I'm all for it. I'm all for something because right now things feel so broken.
Yeah.
That any type of reform, any type of legislation that helps not control it, but maybe monitor it and make it a little bit more palatable, I would be all for that. Yeah.
I just hate, and I know this kind of stuff went on all the time, and this isn't new, but now it's really just being flaunted, that there's a coach right now at Florida Atlantic who's seen his team make a run in the NCAA tournament, and he's saying that, yeah, look, my guys are having a hard time staying focused on this run because everybody's reaching out to him from other NCAA teams and saying, we want you to play for us. Here's how much money we can offer you. When your season's over, hop in that portal and come on over here. And to me, that just sounds dirty. Like, there's got to be a time and a place. And I know there's disgusting, sleazy people everywhere, and you're never going to eliminate it. But can you at least let these kids make their NCAA tournament run?
What, did you hear Blake Anderson?
Yeah. Yeah.
He really went hard at it.
Yeah.
Talking about teams recruiting players and the money exchange now, he did not mince words. He was very open in that conversation with us earlier today and just said, it is so out of control. And the tampering, he used the word tampering, and money that's being exchanged and the manipulation of these kids, it is really overwhelming right now. And it's tough because at one point I was pretty high-level football player, and I wonder how I would have handled any money opportunities like that. Number one, I would have loved the money opportunities.
Yeah.
You need money to survive.
Yeah.
You need money to get going. And if you had money at that young age, it'd be really nice. And you already can't count on NFL money. You know it when you're in college. You hope for it, but you can't count on it because you got people in the NFL that are telling you, hey, dude, don't count on this.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing a lot of good people not make it here. So you're trying to get that money right now. I need it. I want it. If I have the opportunity to get it, I should be able to get it. But, man, it feels so broken. And Utah State, as the Mountain West Conference continues to separate a little bit, Utah State's sitting there trying to build a program that they can be proud of, yet they've got players that late in the game are saying, I'm out. I'm leaving.
You've mentioned all the time that if you have a kid – who's playing in college and he committed to the school, committed to the program, and he calls you up or she calls you up.
Yep.
Whether it's your daughter or your son and said, Dad, look, the coach hates me. I'm not getting along with people here.
Yeah.
This was a bad decision. I want to transfer. And you're going to say, no, you sign your name on the dotted line.
Yeah.
100%. What happens as a parent when your child calls up and says, Dad, I love it here. I love my coaches. I love my players. They're giving me $550 a month in a stipend, another $400 for cost of living, and I've got a restaurant that gives me free tacos 3 days a week. But I just got a phone call from the school. They're going to give me $100,000 a year for the next 2 years to transfer.
That's a tough conversation to have.
Yeah. Because you say, no, you got to stick out through the hard times and all this stuff. But then when it becomes they're good and they're like, well, Dad, like, and in your mind, you're like, no, you say no to that money. You're loyal, blah, blah, blah. But you're in your mind, you're also thinking at 22 to have a couple hundred grand to have a head start in your life. If you never play professionally, that secures you a down payment on a house. That gives you investment opportunities. That gives you a jump start to the rest of your life, even if you never play a single second of professional sports. That's a hard thing to say no to.
It is. It is. It's hard. And, you know, I've already gone through an experience with one of my kids that signed to play at a place for a coach. That coach left before that kid got to play at that place. And the coach she ended up playing for is a very poor coach. He's not a good coach. Doesn't know how to manage team. Doesn't know how to manage personnel. He's not a good coach. And it was not fair because the coach that recruited her left, and she stayed true to the commitment and went to that program, even though that coach left and got in a bad situation. It's not a good coach. And it's been hard because for 2 years, it's like, nope, you keep going, you keep grinding, you keep churning. and hearing the back stories, and it's like, nope, just fight through it. Just keep committed. Just keep doing it. And if in any moment there would have been an offer of here's money, it's like, yeah, you're gonna have to walk. Got to go take the money.
Yeah.
It is such a different world, Scotty.
Yeah. It's tough.
But it's not right for kids to end up in the situation they're ending up in now.
Yeah.
You know, we started out this show with Utah State has to make the money by playing in Iowa on the road or playing in Alabama on the road. Well, they have to do it because the current situation we're in, the greed is putting kids in tough situations, and the greed continues to put these kids in really tough situations.
Yeah.
Because it's their own greed, it's the school's greed, and it's tough.
It's a weird world we're living in, for sure. All right.
Very entertaining.
Very entertaining, but weird, and I wouldn't want to be a part of it as a coach, that's for sure. Reed Medical, Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic, offering ED treatment. It's discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. Go to reedmedical.com today. All right, back with you on Monday. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Hopefully you get a little bit of sunshine. Don't plan on it. Unrivaled next, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.